We've been hearing for years about lawsuits being filed against drug companies over their role in the nationwide opioid crisis. As State Impact's Jackie Fortier reports, all eyes will be on Oklahoma, where the first trial in this new wave of litigation starts May 28th. The state is suing industry giants Johnson & Johnson and Teva Pharmaceuticals over their marketing of the drugs.
Greg lives in Guthrie, Oklahoma, about an hour north of the courthouse where two opioid manufacturers are headed to trial. The state is trying to win money from the drug companies to pay for treatment for people like Greg, who's afraid he'll lose his job if we use his last name.
The first time I ever did use him, I had my wisdom teeth taken out, and they gave me a script for him, and I ended up taking like most of them at once, and just kind of toughen out the pain. You know, I enjoyed it. It felt good.
He says he's been addicted to opioids for 11 years. People with prescriptions sell him their pills. Sometimes Greg binges and takes 400 milligrams of morphine at once, a huge dose. Even with health insurance, his wife Judy says they can't find integrated treatment for both his addiction and his bipolar disorder. It's either one or the other.
I mean, they don't give you like a treatment plan for both, right?
No.
So they just say, oh, well, here you can talk to this person.
Right, yeah.
I mean, they don't recognize like it's like self-medicating.
Judy is afraid that if he doesn't get the treatment he needs, he may overdose. Federal health officials found that prescription and street opioids were involved in more than 47,000 overdose deaths in 2017. Nora Friedman Engstrom is a law professor at Stanford Law School.
It's the equivalent, roughly, of two 747 aircraft crashing every week.
Most states and more than 1,600 local governments are suing drug makers and distributors. They're trying to recoup billions of dollars spent on addressing the fallout tied to opioid addiction. Engstrom says the Oklahoma case will be the first in this wave of litigation.
So we'll all be seeing what evidence is available, what evidence isn't available, and just how convincing that evidence is.
Oklahoma Attorney General Mike Hunter filed the lawsuit in 2017 against drug giants Purdue Pharma, Johnson & Johnson, and generic opioid maker Teva Pharmaceuticals. In April, Purdue settled with the state for $270 million. Soon after, Hunter dropped all but one of the civil claims, including fraud, against the remaining defendants. But he still thinks the case is strong.
We have looked at literally millions of documents. We've taken hundreds of depositions. And we are even more convinced that these companies are the proximate cause for the epidemic in our state and in our country.
Now, the entire case rests on a claim of public nuisance.
It's sexy. You know, public nuisance makes it sound like the defendants are really bad.
Richard Osnes is a law professor at the University of Kentucky and has written extensively about opioid cases. Osnes says the Oklahoma Attorney General's decision to go it alone and not join with a larger consolidated case could mean a quicker resolution for the state, or no money at all.
And particularly when we're talking about AGs, who are politicians who want to be able to tell the people, gee, this is what I've done for you. They're not interested in waiting 2 or 3 years. They want it now. Of course, the risk of that is you may lose.
Oklahoma has the second highest uninsured rate in the nation and little money for public health. $200 million from the Purdue settlement is earmarked for a treatment and addiction research center. But the state is relying on a courtroom win or another settlement to treat Oklahomans with addiction problems for decades to come. For State Impact, I'm Jackie Fortier.
State Impact is a collaboration of NPR member stations in Oklahoma. For more on health policy, criminal justice, and education, visit KGOU.org and click the link for State Impact. While you're there, check out other local content from KGOU, including the most recent How Curious podcast, wherein Claire Donnelly explores the history of drag performances in Oklahoma City and whether, as one KGOU listener asked, the city was once home to one of the country's most renowned drag scenes, attracting celebrities like Frank Sinatra and Johnny Carson. And be sure to follow us on social media to keep up with local content and some of NPR's most popular stories. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at KGOU News.